Amen. It is a joy to be back here with Falls Berean Bible Church. It's actually been 6 weeks since we were last here, and we do want to express our appreciation to each of you who prayed for us over the last few weeks of all of our travels, 2,600 miles in the car, and I don't know how many miles in the airplane, but appreciate your prayers for us. It is a great joy to be here today. And this is actually our first time in America for Easter since 2008. Rachel was only 5. So it's been kind of interesting. We've been here for 10 months now almost, and we're having a little bit of culture shock again this week because it's been so long since we've been in the United States with Easter happening, and it's been kind of neat to be able to share with our children. We, in Cambodia, they really don't celebrate Easter. Maybe some of the churches do, and we usually have a special service, but there's usually it happens at the time of the year during the biggest Cambodian holiday, which is Khmer New Year, and it usually happens in April, so that kind of overshadows Easter. So it is good to be here today and be part of this sunrise service, not as much S-U-N, but S-O-N, the sunrise. This morning, I'd like for you to turn in your Bible to Acts chapter 2. We're going to start off with a verse that maybe when you first hear it, you're probably wondering, how does this relate to the resurrection? Acts 2:42 tells us about the beginning of the church age and the beginning of the local church. It says in this verse, they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching or the apostles' doctrine and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. One of the four pillars, I like to call them the four pillars of the local church, is to continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. One of the ways that we can do that in our assembly is by singing theologically rich songs. This morning, for our Resurrection Sunrise service, I would like for us to meditate on the words of one of the great songs about the resurrection, written by Charles Wesley. Christ the Lord is risen today. I would like to ask you to turn in your hymn book this morning to page 273. While you're turning there, just a brief history about this song. The tune has a very, very long history. And Wesley, Charles Wesley, actually based his hymn, this hymn, on a 14th century Latin hymn entitled Jesus Christ is Risen Today. Wesley wrote the new words here in 1739, so about 280 years approximately ago. What I'd like to do this morning is I'd like for us to meditate on each of these verses and read this together and have a few verses that I believe Charles Wesley got the words for these verses. Let's look at verse 1. Christ the Lord is risen today. Sons of men and angels, say, raise your joys and triumphs high. Sing, ye heavens and earth, reply. The second phrase there, sons of men and angels say. We just read Mark 15 and Mark 16. I believe this phrase originates from that same text, or maybe even a closer text would be Matthew 28, if you want to turn to Matthew 28. Matthew 28. We'll see here that the angels and the sons of men told of the resurrection. Verse 28, chapter 28, verses 5 and 6. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who has been crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, just as he said. Come, see the place where he was lying. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." And they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to report it to his disciples. We see here that the angels and the sons of men proclaimed the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let's look at verse 2. "Lives again our glorious King. Where, O death, is now thy sting? Dying once, he all doth save. Where thy victory, O grave?" I think this one's probably very familiar to most of us. How many of you think you know a verse that Charles Wesley was depending upon when he wrote this? Okay, 1 Corinthians. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, which is often called the resurrection chapter. 1 Corinthians 15. Looking at a lot of scriptures this morning. 1 Corinthians 15, 54 and 55. "But when this perishable will have put on the imperishable, and this mortal will have put on immortality, then will come about the saying that is written, 'Death is swallowed up in victory.' O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?" Praise the Lord that the resurrection of Jesus Christ overcame death, and there is no more victory for death. There is no more sting. Praise the Lord. Let's look at the third verse. Going back and forth from the songbook to the scriptures. "Love's redeeming work is done." That goes back to the cross. "Fought the fight, the battle won. Death in vain forbids him rise. Christ has opened paradise." This time, I actually want us to read the verse, and I want to see if we can figure out what phrase in verse 3 is reflected in the verse. Turn with me again to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. The context here is the day of Pentecost. It is Peter's sermon, really the first sermon after that is recorded for us after the resurrection and the ascension. Verse 23 and verse 24. This man, referring back to Jesus in verse 22, this man delivered over by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God, you nailed to a cross by the hands of godless men and put him to death. But God raised him up again. I love this. Putting an end to the agony of death, since it was impossible for him to be held in its power. Which phrase in verse 3 in this song was Charles Wesley, when he wrote this, was he thinking about this verse in Acts chapter 2? Which phrase? Yes. Exactly. Death in vain forbids him rise. Verse 24 says, putting an end to the agony of death, since it was impossible for him to be held in its power. And because of that, Christ has opened paradise. He has opened heaven for mankind. Let's look at verse 4, and I actually want to spend a few minutes here on verse 4. Verse 4, I love verse 4. Soar we now where Christ has led, following our exalted head. Made like him we rise, ours the cross, the grave, the skies. One of the often overlooked aspects of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, I believe, is how it relates to our future resurrection. Wesley captures this very well in this last verse. Have you ever thought about this? Have you ever thought about the reality that there is a human being right now in outer space at this very moment? Jesus went up with his body. He is in space, in outer space, among all those stars, his human body. The closest that we have ever gotten to this is when we landed people on the moon. Just the closest thing to us. Jesus was the first of many to have a resurrected body. And this verse reminds us here, soar. I love that. Soar we now where Christ has led, following our exalted head. Made like him we rise, ours the cross, the grave, the skies. One day we will follow him. Our exalted head. Notice the word head is capitalized. Our exalted head. One of these days we will be roaming in space all over the universe in our resurrected body, like Jesus. So Wesley ends the song with three things. It's kind of a progression that are related together. Three realities that we will all face, those of us who are believers in Jesus Christ. Look at that last phrase. Ours, the cross, the grave, the skies. When I read that the first time, I was thinking about this. It seems kind of unusual, that word, the cross. How does that fit? I don't know exactly what was going on in Charles Wesley's mind, but it appears to me that what he was in his mind when he wrote this was Philippians chapter 3. I'd like for us to turn there in closing this morning. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, Paul the Apostle says in verse 10 and verse 11, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. What is that referring to? It's referring to the cross. And look at verse 11. In order that. In order for what? That I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Ours, the cross, the resurrection reminds us that we have a part in the sufferings, in the cross. The grave. Most people will experience the grave. I believe there will be some that will be raptured and will bypass the grave. And then the skies. And that is the hope of our future resurrection. Ours, the cross, the grave, the skies. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for the truths in this song. It's an opportunity for us to continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Praise the Lord for this song about Jesus' resurrection and the hope of our future bodily resurrection. What I'd like to do is, as we close our service this morning, is sing this song together. And after that, we will pray. And then Pastor Joel will come up after that with a few announcements.